In the Essence of Tshuva, we talk about the mind of Tshuva, the beauty of Tshuva, the urgency of Tshuva, the chiv of Tshuva. But sometimes, because of so much talk and so much philosophy, then we forget the Ikka, we forget to do tshuva. And I say a story about someone, a poet, a count, a nobleman who had a horse. In those days there was something called a horse thief. If you had a horse, you had to watch him from thieves. So he took a shema. He said, I want you to be a watchman. He took someone and said, I want you to watch my horse. But he was afraid that this fellow is going to fall asleep at night. So he told him, listen, during the night, I know that you have a certain leanings towards philosophy. So think about deep philosophical questions, problems. And that way your mind will be taken up, you won't fall asleep. He gets up 1 o'clock in the morning, and he looks down there and he sees that the watchman is thinking, he's thinking very deeply. So what are you thinking about? He says, well, we eat, when you have a bagel and someone eats the bagel, where did the hole go? There was a hole over here, where did the hole go? So, oh, very good, excellent, continue thinking. 2 hours later he comes and he sees over here and he's still thinking. So what are you thinking about now? When you put a nail into a table, so that the place where the hole is, something was there. There was wood. Where did the wood go? So very good, continue thinking. 2 hours later he comes, he's still thinking about this. What do you think about now? So I'm thinking the whole night, I'm thinking, where did the horse go? Sometimes, of course, we have so much philosophical question, and we have how important it is to do tshuva, and how wonderful it is to do tshuva, and how chashuv tshuva is, and so on and so forth. We don't do tshuva. Today I want to talk to the ma'isa. I'll tell you a word that I was thinking about. I thought of it on Rosh Hashanah, second day Rosh Hashanah. It says in Pasuk, Koyama Hashem, Koyama Nishma, Nihi Bechi Samurim, Rochim Vako Benel. Hashem said in Nevua, Rochim is crying to me. But now it can end because of our children which went into Golus. Koyama Hashem, this is what Hashem said. Hashem heard your tefillahs. Hashem will return your children from the Golus. It says twice Koyama Hashem. There was 2 nevuahs over here. There's 1 nevuah, Rachel's crying. There's another nevuah that Hashem answered her, that your children come back from Golus. It's mashma that the fact that Rachel's crying that itself is a nevuah shlem, even without the answer that Hashem will return the children from the Golus. It says koyama Hashem kol beram nishma v'nehi b'chisamun v'achem v'kabaneh. This is what Hashem said, Rachel is crying to me. And then there's a new nevuah, koyama Hashem nebmenikalech m'bechi. But before we get to the Manikalech Nebechi, there was a special Nevuah that Rachel was crying. What is this Nevuah telling me? If we don't know, if we didn't say that Hashem answered her, that's a different Nevuah. But even if you don't know Hashem answered her, the fact that she's crying is a Nevuah b'fnei atzma. What's the word in it? It's mashma that when you have people going to Golus, and they're broken hearted going to Golus, they know that there's someone over there, there's Rachel and crying for us. It's a necham. It's a necham. Even before I heard that Hashem said, Menikalech Bebechi, even before I heard the answer, The essence fact that there's someone on our side, there's someone crying for us, someone even started for us, that itself is a necham. The Madre Mamun, these days it says to me, Chuvi, it's called Dish Hashem Behimotzei, Kuvi Yisikoev. What does that mean? Hashem is close to us. In what aspect is Hashem close to us? I think that we all have a certain experience that it's not easier to do tshuva these days. It's not easier to daven. It's not easier to learn. It's much harder. The Yisrael is sitting on these days like a ton. I understand him. I don't know if I have tainus. I don't have tainus. I understand it perfectly. I probably would do the same thing. I worked with someone a whole year and 10 years, and in 1 week he's going to undo what I did a whole year. I wouldn't let him. Sure isn't. I'm going to sit on you like a ton. I'm not going to let you move. Right? This week we feel heavy. We're tired. I don't have a klach here and everything. Come on, okay. It's a certain heaviness. That's what I feel, and I see it. I see it around me also. No, could be open. But there's a certain tiredness in these days. Could be we tell ourselves it's because of slichas. It's not because of slichas. It's because the Yetzirah is working on us. So where's Hashem close to us? Where's Hashem close to us? In what is it? Mudgash. In what does it come out? So I think pshat is, it says in the Gemara that the whole year, when the tzibur does tshuva, when the tzibur does tefillah, Hashem listens. These 10 days is a might of every yochid. That's the Gemara says. Every yochid could do tshuva, and every yochid could be mispal, and could go create kizadina. There's a special koyach for yochid in these days that there isn't the whole year. So I had a shayla. So what's the whole big deal these days? They don't have to call a tzibur. They don't have to find a minion. The whole mind of these days. Look at the beauty of these days. A yochid could also the yochid koyach. Yochid is like the koyach of a tzibur the whole year. Imagine koyach of a tzibur is even more. But there's a koyach of a yochid these days like the koyach of a tzibur. So what do we gain? What do we gain? They don't have to find a minion. So it is. The whole year, Hashem looks at the tzibur. We are my children. Where's Klai Yisrael? These days, Hashem is. I want to know, where's my Yankala? Where's my Sholomu? Where's my Bel? Where's my Chaim? Where's my Chaim? What do you mean, where's Chaim? I have everyone here. No, I'm missing Chaim. Chaim went to sleep. Why did Chaim go to sleep? Because it's hard days. Where's my Chaim? My Malchus is not Sholem without my Chaim. Where's my Chaim? Chaim, you're lying down. You should know Hashem is looking for you. Hashem is asking, where are you? You're missing. The essence of fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elokeinu, is asking for each one of us. And he says, if you're not Chayz B'Tshuv, if you don't respond to me, if you're not being Mishazik, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what I'm missing over here. That itself, without the Eretz Kaisas that it gives us, that itself elevates us. That itself is, you really mean it? Of course I mean it. Of course I mean it. So pshat is, the way I understand it, it's like you have someone, you have a child who's walking, and there's a fence, and his father's behind the fence, and he can't get to his father. There's a fence there. If he'll beg through the mechitza, it's hard. It's not easy to beg through the mechitza. But when he'll beg through the mechitza, the father's standing over there with the outstretched arms. Where were you? Oh, I finally found you. That's these days. These days is a mechitza. The Yetzer Hara is working overtime. He's getting time and air from us. He's standing over there and it's hard. It's not easy days. Like we said, it's days that you feel tired, that you feel weak. Yeah, go on. Yeah. But everyone knows, we all have experience. You start davening, it's no keich. It's no keich. But I'm going to make a go of this. And you start davening, and all of a sudden you find Hashem. Hashem is like, oh, I finally found you. And he's there with all the beauty and all the otzma and all the strength. Oh, he runs straight into his outstretched arm. That's these days. These days Hashem's waiting for us. Where are you with your tshuva? Where are you with your tshuva? Rabbi Yishai, I don't see you. I'm right here. Where are you with your tshuva? Just make a go of it. That's, like we said, philosophy. I want to talk a little lemaisa. You all need lemaisa. I say drum shooting, but Rabbi Yehuda says, "The chol tshuva timsa slicha." Every time someone does tshuva, he has slicha. Hashem forgives him. That's a fact. The chol tshuva timsa slicha. But I need. It should be a tshuva ksheva. I'd have to bring it to the Rav. Let's look at it and says it's a kosher. Yeah, that's a kosher tshuva. Once it's a kosher tshuva, once you do the minimum, then you can find slicha. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's 20 levels, 20 steps of tshuva. These 20 steps are very, very hard, very high, very. It's an avodah. But the minimum, there's a minimum. If you do this minimum, Timsa Slicha. What's the minimum? Charota Vidui Azibis Achet. What's Charota? When we get to Charota, so some people, right? Many people feel the Charota, right? When we talk about Shuvah, and many people feel it's very, very, very hard to do tshuva. Very, very, very hard to do tshuva. The hunts are right. It's very, very hard to do tshuva. On the other hand, it's very, very, very easy to do tshuva. There's nothing in the world that's as hard as tshuva. There's nothing in the world as easy as tshuva. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to explain how easy tshuva is. When you get to charata, many people feel, what are you talking about charata? What is the machlot? Do I really regret what I did? Right? I was sitting over there, we were schmoozing around, and I said some things I shouldn't have said probably. But I said, if we had a long talk, I finally gave this fellow what he had to hear. I finally gave it to him. Now you're telling me you regret it. Have chalat. Yeah, I know I shouldn't have said it. But I really feel bad that I said it. I really want to cry that I said it. How inside is this feeling? So Rabbi Yehuda says that there's something called chalat, regret. There's something called yogun. Yogun means, how do you say it in English?
Anguish.
Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the difference between chavata and yogin? If someone lost an issa or a dinner, he says, then he also has tzar. But if he lost his whole rechush be'inyan ra, if he lost his whole whatever he had, because of some silly mistake, you can imagine how he's to brach and he's right, mother yogin. Rabbi Yehuda says, so a person should have when that he was even on the same Hashem. Halavai, we should get to that daga. Rabbi Yehuda, but in the meantime, said a big chiddush. He said, if you have charota, like someone has, that he lost a issa or a dinner, then you will claim mitzvah chavatah. He says, if someone lost the iser, well, you know, he's also a bit star. He also has tzar. But it's not like when he lost his everything he has. Kol v'chushay. How much is the iser? Well, anyone learned over here Kedushin, the first mission of Kedushin? The kamei hiputa, how much is the puta? Echad mishmoin nebisitak, 1/8 of an iser. A puta is 1/8 of an iser, the Mishnah says. So how much is an iser? 8 putas. How much is the puta? I don't know how much a puta is today, it's less than 10 agurot. So how much is an iser? Something like a shekel. Someone went in the street and he lost a shekel. Right? He had a shekel in his hand and he fell down and it went. Right? What does he feel? What does he think? Right? Okay. If you think about that, about your avarus, you're a yoytze charot. It's a chiddush of Ben Yonah. Ki gam al iser v'al dinna odem mitzvah. When we talk about charot, we say, do I really, 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 really feel bad about it? Just a second. You would like to do it again? No. What do you say about what you did? Chaval, I shouldn't have done it. Fine! You did charot. You didn't do yoga. I'm not saying that it's all okay. You didn't do yoga. But you have a kosher tshuva, the chavata part of it. We'll talk about the other parts. But it's a kosher tshuva. Mitzat chavata. What's the difference between chavata and yoga? What's the difference between if you did tshuva with chavata or if you did tshuva with yoga? So Ben Yehuda says, someone walks down the street and he slips straight into a cesspool. And he walks out dirty, smelly, oh my gosh. Right? What does he do? He runs home, takes off his shirt, goes, puts it into the bathtub and right? Okay, the big dirt went off. The big mud went off. It's not as terrible as was sooner. I don't think you should wear this to a wedding. Right? It still needs a washing machine. It still needs a washing machine. Maybe you should send it to the cleaners. But the big dirt went off. If you had charata, I shouldn't have done it. Fine. You became Mrs. Tshuva. The whole Tshuva Timsa Slicha. The whole Tshuva Timsa Slicha. We have to go on. Work on it. It's avoider. There's nothing in the world as hard as Tshuva is. Tshuva is the hardest thing in the world to get to yoga. But there's nothing in the world as easy as tshuva. When you're talking about simple charot, it's a kosher tshuva. It's a kosher tshuva. Besides the negate to these days, it's negate to the whole year. Someone did an aveira. We all did aveiras. Achman Islam, right? Next year it's going to be different entirely. But I'm talking about last year. Right? We do aveiras, we did bittul Torah and tefillah b'lei chabon and all kinds of things. Right? We say naim and a million other things, and we say things that to people that we shouldn't have to tell them. Okay, what do you do now? You just did an aveir. What do you do? So what we're used to doing, what most people are used to doing, I'm not talking about you, to move on, but what most people are used to doing is you carry this pekel, this aveir, until Yom Kippur, and finally Yom Kippur you get into the shower. Why are you doing that for? Get rid of it. Just saying, are you happy with what you did? No, I'm not happy. Good! We did chavata. Wonderful. Now you have to say bepe. Chotasi. It's a din vidui. Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm sorry I did it. Good! Now we need kabbalah. What are you going to do about this? You planning on having any plans in the future? Make a small kabbalah lasid, and you got rid of the dirt. You have to walk around with all your peklach for months. Sometimes I have my expressions. Sometimes I have a feeling that I'm staying before Hashem. We're davening the whole year. even these days. Ayim lefnei Hamelach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. We're standing right in front of Hashem, and there's Malachim. Each one of them is as big as the Empire State Building, and he's looking down at you, and thousands of Malachim all around. And this time, friend, that the Malachim probably thinks, "Will this pillar get out of here? I can't take it." Right? We don't have to be like this. Get rid of it. Take a shower. It's so easy. Why are we walking around with all our various? Chalot is comes automatically because b'etzem we're good and we don't like our various. That's the mind of Klai Yisrael. The mind of Klai Yisrael, who doesn't have various, he has chalot immediately. Now just say b'peh, say b'peh, and do a Kabbalah. We'll talk about Kabbalah. Bezat Hashem, and we're ready. Then we're ready to go. Now you have to work in Yogin. Okay, that's work. That's work. How do you work in Yogin? You have to think about Godol. Mamre Pi Hashem. How terrible it is when someone goes against the will of Hashem. That's a parsha b'fnei atzmei. How do you get to yoga? Right, that's a parsha b'fnei atzmei. I'm not going to go into it. Just in one word. Someone called last week. Someone asked me, "Rabbi, how do I get into yoga? How do I really feel better about this?" He says, "You have a friend that he's such a good friend of yours, and he's always giving you, and he's always smiling at you, and you really like him, and he's so good to you. And one day you're walking with him, and he's next to a puddle full of mud." And you're saying you want to play, have a grand time, you give a push into the mud. Could you look at it next time you see him? What are you going to say? Well, how are you going to think about it? What did I do? What did I do? What happened to me? What happened to me? It's just food for thought. Okay, so now, so that is Chavata and Vidui. What does Kabbalah al-Osid mean? So the Rambam says, we all know the Rambam says that he has to be sure Tshuva is accepted only when Hashem will be made Atshiyoidel of Yidea Kol Ta'alumais, the one who knows all the hidden secrets. Hashem knows what's deep, deep, deep in the person's heart. When Hashem will be made that he will never do the Saver again, then he'll have truth. Which means that we're in very, very, very big trouble. Which means if I want to do truth on the Lashon Hara, on Mittel Torah, on Tefillah B'ri Chavona, on right, a million other things, then Hashem has to be made and I'm never going to do an Avera again. I'm never going to do an Avera again. It's all over. No more Bittul Torah forever. No more Tefillah B'li Chavona. Oh, Tefillah B'li Chavona, what are you talking about? Lashon Hara? Of course, Hashem will be made, I'll never do it again. Right? And so on and so forth, so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. Unless if Hashem is not made in everything, I will never. I didn't do tshuva nor my various. Right? If you would ask me what's easier, to do such tshuva, or to walk to China, I have no doubt in my mind that to walk to China is much, 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 much easier than to do tshuva like that. So what do we do over here? What do we do over here? We're in very big trouble. So there's a yisoid from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, which I'll explain it the way I understand it. Lo Yitzri Hashem will say, I want you to walk to China. Okay, I'll walk to China. So how long does it take to walk to China? As far as I know, I imagine, I never counted the steps, but I imagine it'll take a few years. I start walking. After 5 minutes, Nu, where are you? I'm on my way. Why aren't you in China yet? I can't be in China in 5 minutes. I'm walking, I'm on my way to China. When Hashem says, I want you to do tshuva, it's Hashem who knows the deepest part of your mind, deepest part of your heart, that you will never do an aveira again. You'll be so close to Him that you'll never do this aveira again. How long does it take to get to this dad? Well, I could do it 2 ways. Either I could decide in one shot and I'm going to fall on my face and not going to get anywhere, or I do slowly. Something, one Kabbalah, small Kabbalah today, one small Kabbalah next year, one small Kabbalah in 2 years, and if I fill back in my Kabbalah, I'll be mischazik before I go on, and then I go a little further, and then I have to mischazik more, and then I had another year of chizuk, then I could go another first, then I do another, something like 10,000 years. A bunch of you give me 10,000 years, I'm going to get there eventually. I'm going to get there, I'm on my way. That's the pace I could walk. You want me to give one jump? I'll jump in there. We're not going to get anywhere. What do you want me to do? Anything you say. I think either I take a jump, which is too hard for me, and I'm not going to make it. I go step by step. It'll take me 10,000 years. And someone says, well, I'm talking about 10,000 years. That's what we're talking about. As long as it takes you to go. So where the Chiddush is, And I think it's a right chiddush. It's a true chiddush. Then when I'm a couple of small thing, what I'm really doing is, I'm going towards Yedei Talumais Shelo Yoshev LaAveira Zuoid on any aveira in the world. Eventually, I did Tshuva Shleim on all my aveiras, because that's how I'm walking. I'm on my way to China. I'm on my way. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing Tshuva exactly like you told me. What exactly like you tell me? Where are you? I did one small thing. I mean, I'm serious about it. And I'm not going to leave it go. If I take this, and then I go on, and on, and on, and on, I'm going to get there.
That Kabbalah can be one Aveira.
In one Aveira.
The Kabbalah
and
all the other
Aveiras. The way I understand it, you don't need the Kabbalah and all the Aveiras. You don't need the Kabbalah and all the Aveiras, because, again, If I take everything, it's too hard for me. I take one small thing, and be'etzem I take a ball and everything, because I'm going to get there. That's how I do it. You know how I work on Bittul Torah? By first working on something that disturbs me even more. And I'm going to get there, and then I go on to Bittul Torah. So right now I'm working on Bittul Torah.
There's no independent development in Bittul Torah if you decide that you're voted in.
That's my chiddush.
I refer you back to the Kabbalah.
Right, I'm working on it. I'm going to get there also. This is how I'm going to China. I can't. I'm very small. You know that I tried so many different things, and it didn't really work. I'm taking one thing by a time. That's all I could do. So when I'm working on Shmiras Yinayim, what I'm really doing is I'm working a bit later also, because I'm going to get there.
He knows it, that's
what he has in mind. Now, what type of Kabbalah? So there's a Yisai to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says like this. He brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein shel shalovan koshim ein shel shatchilis. I don't think I'm saying any chidushim over here. I'm just saying things that you heard many times. I'm just putting it down on the table to make things clear. That's all I'm doing today. Rabbi Solzhenitsyn also says, "Koncha inchus shalovan mekon inchus shatchilas." The Gemara says, "What does that mean? Someone doesn't wear tzitzis. Why doesn't he wear tzitzis? It's too much money, right? The guy, he's in a value. He's not percent. What do you mean, don't wear tzitzis? The zechim mitzvah said the you read out comes without tzitzis. Yeah, because it costs too much money. How much does it cost? Well, there's big, there's chutei lavan, the white ones, and there's chutcheles. So chutei lavan costs 7 shekel, and chutcheles costs 1,000 shekel. So we talk about why didn't you buy chutcheles? It costs too much money. It's 1,000 shekel. You're not pesedim. I'm not condoning it, but I see where you're coming from. 1,000 shekel is a lot of money. I see where you're coming from. When you get to the chut lavan, why didn't you buy chut lavan? It's 7 shekel. 7 shekel? 7 shekel? You couldn't buy chut lavan? Ayn she chut lavan, ayn she chama, ayn she lavan, ayn she shat chelis. And chelis, I see where you're coming from. On lavan, they couldn't do even that. So Rabbi Sol says, when someone has nisyonos. So he has big nisyonos and small nisyonos. And when it is that you start doing shuva on the big nisyonos, that's a mistake. On the big nisyonos, Hashem more or less understands you. I'm not condoning it, but He understands you. But why didn't you stand on the small nisyonos? Over there's the big taina. This you couldn't either do. In every area. Right. Middle Torah. Right. When I'm learning, I have different hafraot, different things, this and that. Right. But you have someone that, besides all the things that are disturbing him, they can't learn, and he's battling. Right. Sometimes he says, "I'm taking a day off." Does he really need a day off? No, he doesn't need a day off. He's taking a day off. That you also have to do? That you have to tell him it's medicine and stand. You have to take a day off? Is that hard, so hard for you to stand it's medicine? So when you're in base medicine, you're battling, I understand. But to take a day off, why did you do that? Why did you do that? That's dumb. So everyone with his, everyone knows his love and his chelis. The way to work is, what we automatically do is work on the tchelis. Don't work on the tchelis. Work on the lavan. The lavan, that's a joke. Of course I could stand on the lavan. Of course I could. That's nothing. That's where your big problem is. That's where the big tree is. Work on the lavan. Right? And the way you do things in Shemir Sinai, and everyone knows things that haunt me, that bothers me with my whole life. That's the chaylis. But then sometimes I go overboard. One goes overboard in certain things. Just go overboard. Over there, you have to do it. That you also have to do. Work on that. No, but that's a joke. That's a joke. I know. That's exact. It's not a very. It's not a very funny joke. Right? There's no laughing matter, that joke. That's what you have to work on. Take something like that and say, "Bring something, this I'm working on." Now, many people make a mistake. Many people make a mistake. Right? I'm not saying any kiddushim today. So we all know, we all heard these things in many various variations. But many people make a mistake. The Moshe. He decided on a certain Nekud of Shmir Sainai. Nekud of Shmir Sainai. So next time he starts davening, "I really should have Mechavona, but I'm not working that today. I'm not working that today." Then he starts learning, and have a good. "I'm not working on Bittul Torah today. Right? Today I'm working Shmir Sainai. That's my job, Shmir Sinai." And then we're talking, and then comes Liodai, a problem of Lashon Hara. "I'm not working on Lashon Hara. Right? That's not my area. I'm working Shmir Sinai." That's the most terrible mistake you can make. That's called mumla dov echad. But I'm not saying that the whole Torah is hefka. Chalila v'chas. I'm not saying Torah is hefka. What I'm saying is that I'm doing tshuva on all my averes of Baruch Shlomo. And I'm gonna be a zach v'noki next year. I'm no tefillah b'chavona, no lashon hara, no this, no that. I'm gonna be a tzaddik. I'm gonna try to work on everything. But between me and you, we know that I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna try a bunch of, as much as I can. But one thing I can promise you, she did tell me, this nekud that I'm working on, this I'm gonna give you. This I'm not gonna lose. The chizik has to be in everything. There's no such thing in the world that it's not my area. What is not your area? What, you're not Jewish? You're all Jewish. We all have to work. There's no such thing. I'm not working on that. That's mutter. Chalila v'chas. Chalila v'chas. But one thing I'm going to give you, this I'm going to give you a present. This small nekuda, this small piece of lovin', which I decide on, this I'm going to give you the lakeful. Another nekuda. There was a fellow, right, Lamarshall, a fellow who went into a bar, became drunk, and took a knife and killed someone. So they take him to court, and the judge says, "You murder." She says, "I'm a murderer? It wasn't my fault, I was drunk. I honestly didn't know what I was doing. I would never kill someone. I would kill someone. I was drunk. I was oinus gum. So the judge says, Why did you get drunk? You know that when you get drunk, you lose all control and you could kill someone. You're a murderer. Why did you get drunk? She says, "Your Honor, I was after 5 cups. And I have more money in my pocket, and there's more whiskey at the bar. What do you think? I'm not going to buy after five cups of whiskey. I'm not going to drink more and get drunk. I'm not going to get drunk. What do you think? I'm an honest gomer. How could I not get drunk if I'm tipsy? After I drank what I drank, I can't not get drunk. I can't stop myself. It's impossible. What do you want from me?" So what did the judge say? "You're a murderer. One. Why did you drink the 5 cups? "Your Honor, I was at the bar. You can walk into a bar without drinking? It's impossible. What do you want from me? I was in the bar, so I drink. When I drink, I get drunk. When I drink, I get drunk. I murder. What should I do? I'm an honest gomer." So what's the judge saying? "Why did you go to the bar?" "Your Honor, when you walk past a bar, you walk inside. What do you want from me? I had a beer. I was on his own. What should I do? I walked by. There's a bar there, right? I didn't make the bar. There's a bar there. I walked by. So I walk inside. That's obvious. You walk inside, so you start drinking. That's also obvious. You start drinking, get drunk. Right? You get drunk, so I murdered. What do you want from me? I'm on his own." So it's the judge saying,
"Why'd you walk by?
You're a murderer. Why? Why did you walk by the bar? You should have made a detour 5 blocks around. For that, you're chayiv. If you know that when you walk by, you walk inside, you start buying, you start drinking. You get drunk, you murder. So you should have made a detour 5 blocks around. Chayiv." Many, many, many of our situations is, it's a matziv. We fell into a matziv. Once you fell into a matziv, it happens automatically. Right? Everyone knows his problems. The marshal, something that happens many times. Someone suspects the computer. Right? He's a computer game. He just makes this in computer. Woo! Right? Sefer Shachris, and he misses Mincha. This is done right after Shachris, and he misses Mincha. Right? He looks at the watch and says, "Another 5 minutes after one Mincha, just 5 more minutes. And he misses Mayer. Sef the Chatzos already. Right? It's Shchiach. He's an onus gomer. Once he's hooked, he's finished. He can't get up. It's mishunadik. It's unbelievable. But you have to make things to walk around the computer. You have to think about what you could do over here. That computer is chedes shebet chedes. Once you sit down, you can't fight. You can't fight it. You can don't make yourself a night 5 minutes. Like, don't do 5 minutes. That's the most silly kabbalah you can become in your life. You have to do something. Why did you walk next to the bar? So there were many, many other situations. Now, okay. So we will cover the Kabbalah. Very nice. What's happened now? So it happens like this. The first day, beautiful. The second day, excellent. Third day, a little rusty. Fourth day, a little rusty. Fifth day, chizuk. Sixth day, it's going down. Seventh day, like the same with alapanim. Right, that's so boring. Eighth day, ninth day, leave me alone. This is after Yom Kippur, ready and similar sukkahs, and leave me alone. Okay, beside it, fine. Right, and what happens 2 weeks later? There was a shmooze there in the library. I remember that. It was a nice shmooze there. I even remember the Kabbalah. Right, so 2 weeks later, you remember the Kabbalah. A month later, don't you remember the Kabbalah? Right, we all know that. Whoever made a Kabbalah in his life knows exactly that's the exact thing according to the days, right? It's a little up and then down and that's the end. Is there any answer to this? There's a simple answer. Guaranteed. If you do the eight, it's guaranteed. But very few people do the eight. Why? You say it's a her sister saying, "Yeah, I'm not going to let you do the eight." No way. What's the eight? You have a little right. There's no big tradition. We all know that. I'm not saying any tradition today, right? You have a small pad. Piece of paper. Every day you write one thing. Check or an X. That's all. One could check or X. So what happens? Right? People that have things with the Kabbalists and write long things. No long stick of time. Check or X. That's all you do. First day, check. Beautiful. Next day, check. Third day, we'll make it a check with an X. Okay. Fourth day, check with an X. Fifth day, chizuk, check. Sixth day, check with an X. Seventh day, X. Eighth day, X. Ninth day, X. Tenth day, X. 11th day, X. 12th day, I'm getting tired of the X's. Alright? We have to start some checks. What happened? We didn't forget the Kabbalah. Every day I have to write down. Every day I have to write down. What can happen is, right, if you decide to take my advice, to take this suggestion, right, it's free of charge. If you decide to take my suggestion, what's going to happen is, you're going to have some X's over there, and you're not going to be happy with it, forget it. The X, I'm going to start from Sunday. Right, this week, until now, it's not going good. It's going on and off, it's not going good. Sunday, I'm starting with the right foot. That's the biggest mistake you can make. Every day, you have to write a check or an X. And make some difference if you write X's. Because eventually the checks are going to start coming. Once you're in the Kabbalah, once you're in the movement, you remember it, you're going to continue. A bacha told me last week, Rebbe, I took your advice about the pair. It went good till Pesach. Pesach, I stopped writing, I stopped working on it. Until Pesach, I wrote every single day, and I kept my Kabbalah every single day. After Pesach, I stopped writing. So I stopped the Kabbalah. And I said, Pshita, what's the chiddush? Pshita! Once you're in it, so you remember everything, so you do it. If you have all the X's, X, it's obvious that you took the wrong Kabbalah. You took a bigger Kabbalah, change your Kabbalah. The idea of the Kabbalah is something that's easy to do. But sometimes you're nichshel. Okay. Work on it. But if you have XXX, it's obviously not easy to do. So change it. Change it. If we do it this way, Kabbalah la'osid is easy. Tshuva is an easy mitzvah. Kosher tshuva. I'm not talking about muhud. Right? How much is a kosher acid course? How much is a muhud acid course? I'm talking about kosher tshuva. The kosher tshuva. Bring it to Rabbeinu Yoinu, Rabbeinu Lukaru, says, here, it's kosher. It's kosher. It's chavot today. Hefsid isa. Is a vidui, he said chatasi. Is Kabbalah there? He's on his way. And it's lemaisa. It's lemaisa because he's doing concrete action which will bring him to the height. One more nekuda, and that's all I have to say today. The Dibur HaMagid says a marshal. There was someone made a shidduch. A rich fellow made a shidduch with a pauper. So who's going to pay for the wedding? The gvir. And who's going to pay for the apartment? The gvir. And who's going to pay for the vehitim, for the furniture? The gvir. And who's going to pay for the electrical appliances? The gvir. So the gvir tells the poor man, what are you going to pay for? He says, I don't have any money. What should I put? I don't have any money. He says, No. You also have to give something. I want you to give clothes, mechubetik suits to the chas. A suit for weekday, a suit for Shabbos, a suit for Yom Tov. Three chashva suits. For your son, the chosin, right? You also have to give something. Big day chosin, big day Shabbos of Yom Tov. So the fellow says, I don't have any money. He says, no. Listen. I want you to know something over here. This is a deal. We're making a business deal over here. We're making a shidduch. You have to give something also, and I'm giving it. I'm going to give a lot. You give a little, but you have to give something also. If you don't give it, then the whole deal's off. Said, okay, fine. He said, I'm mischayev. 2 months later, he calls him up. No, mechutn. How are things going along? You have the suits ready? He says, mechutn. I don't have any money. He says, listen, we made a deal. If you don't buy these suits for your chasm, then the deal's off. You always have to give something. Not masking. You have 10 days. Within 10 days, you have to come up with the money, and then we're ready. The next day, the gvir is sitting in his house, and there's a knock on the door. And there's his mechutn. The mechutn is standing over there and says, excuse me, sir, I'm collecting money for Mrs. Kala. I have a son who is marrying someone, and I have to give her some suits, and I really don't have any money. Would you mind? Am I giving you a donation? He says, what's this funny joke? What's going on over here? You're making fun of me? We decided that you have to give the suits. I have to give them. What's this coming here asking me to give you the suits? She says, I understand. We made a deal. Now I'm not coming as a deal. Now I'm coming as someone who's asking for a donation. You give tzedakah to all the aniyim who are collecting the chnasas kala. I'm also collecting the chnasas kala. Would you mind giving me a donation, sir? Who's right? So the Rambam says the poor man's right. He has every right. He has for a donation. After 10 days, he's going to take the gvir's donation and then come and have the mechutn. Mechutn! You have the money. You have the money. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm giving you life, I'm giving you health, I'm giving you a family, I'm giving you, Baruch Hashem, parents, Admei Ve'esim. I'm giving you. You also have to give something. You have to give tshuva. Why can't do anything? What do you want from me? No. A deal's a deal. I'm giving, you also have to give. Within 10 days, then you have to come up with the goods. You have to come up with the goods. So what do we do now? We're not going to do it. Would you mind giving a donation, please? I promise I have to give tshuva. Mind helping you with the chayz of tshuva? What's the rest of this? No, I'm asking you, since you're my banish later, everything I have comes from you. Give me koach to do tshuva, and then you can come as a mechutn. Banish later, I do tshuva. These days is days of tefillah. We ask, Rebbeinu, help me do tshuva. I have to do tshuva eventually. Would you mind helping me do tshuva? And you're asking that we should come to Yom Kippur Zach v'Noki. And we should have Tzimach from the Teza, Rikki Ben Shjo, Yev, Shishuris, Gulis, Yeshuris, Nuchamis, and Kol Tuf Sela.
Thank you.
With Ben Shjo.